What's up, AfterBuzzers? We are back here covering Queen America. We have so much to discuss. We got the American anthem. We got competitions. We got romance. We got it all. So stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
We've heard it so many times. We had to start with it, you know?
Exactly.
Sam did it better.
In spirit. What's up, AfterBuzzers? We're back here, and we're listening to the national anthem, or American anthem, if you want to say the way I say it, apparently.
You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong. What's up? I'm your host, Juliet B. Bear, and I'm here with the lovely Taylor Gates. How you doing, Taylor?
I'm doing so good. Oh my gosh, this final leg of the season was crazy.
Final leg of the season and final after show of this season. We'll be covering so much. We have episode 7, episode 8, 9, and 10.
Yes.
The finale, which we're really, really excited to discuss. So just give me an overall thought kind of about all of those three episodes that we'll be covering.
I mean, they were just so great. Like, we got so many just, like, relationships that I love to see. Like, we got more Vicky and Bella, obviously. And then we got, I think that my favorite episode was episode 9, because we did finally get Vicky kind of connecting with Sam and telling her about her past, and I thought that was just so beautiful to see and just something we've been leading up to since episode 1, and so I love that. And then episode 10, we had a shocking death, which yikes, but just seeing how that impacted all the characters was so interesting, and the acting was so good, and I'm so excited to discuss it with you.
I know, same, and we're really excited to discuss it with you guys here listening and watching. We unfortunately won't have time to dig deep into each specific episode. We're going to go chronologically, you know, and if there's anything that we've missed or anything that you want to discuss some more, please hop in the comment section. That's what they're there for, and while you're at it, subscribe, leave us some comments, do all that good stuff. So let's start with episode 7, the national anthem. What were your thoughts about this first kind of public, non-intoxicated performance from our lovely contestant?
I was so proud of her. I mean, she's been struggling so hard, like trying to face the wall and sing, do all of these things. And so I really love that she got this win and finally started to kind of, like, everything started to click, I think, for her at that moment. And the fact that it was at, like, a little t-ball game and that Vicky paid the coaches to let her practice there, I thought was just, like, so funny and added so much, like, great comedy. And, like, Mary's just reaction, they're all so little. It's like, this is the perfect setting for these crazy, like, intense people to be at.
It really, really was. But I do have to say, it's funny that you mentioned that there was that funny sound bite of her saying that they paid to be there. I was trying to find an answer to this, and it seemed maybe against guidelines, because remember what they had said in previous episodes, they always get paid to be places, to make appearances.
Oh, that's true. Maybe the fact that they're not advertising it and that Vicky's the one just kind of doing it, like, on the down low, like,
I know, but it gets intense. You never know.
You're right.
They could come back to bite them.
You never know.
You really can. You know what else I thought was pretty intense is that little scene at the bar with Vicky and Robert.
Yes.
What are our thoughts about this coupling?
I mean, we get so much more of them in later episodes too, but just that bar scene, like, during that scene, I was just, like, so torn, because they do have this, like, really interesting dynamic, because they have known each other for just so long, and I think that just adds so much, like, depth to their relationship, and just, like, there's so much history there, but at the same time, it's just so toxic.
Yeah, you're not
and
there for it.
And it can never work, I don't think.
Aww. Well, I'm sure that there's people in the comment section who are all the Queen America fans who are probably not, you know, I feel like there's a couple.
Debate me, disagree with me, please.
I think that they're the couple that you want to root for,
yeah.
But I do agree that I don't know if they're there yet, but I have to say they're in those scenes, they're in public and they're eating, like, so sexually, just looking at each other. You can feel that tension just, and I mean, I say that love there. I think there really is love.
There is. There's so much chemistry, and I think, like, juxtaposing that relationship next to the one between her and Andy, which is much, like, sweeter and calmer and more domestic, like, in certain ways, it's just complete night and day, so it's like, she has two very different options to choose from.
Yeah, she does, but what are your thoughts about the fact that this couple, they're both seeing other people?
I mean, I don't have a problem with it, like, they're adults. I do maybe have a problem with it, the fact that I don't think she's telling Andy this, and I don't think that Robert's probably telling Natalie this, and so the fact that they're keeping it from other people that they're seeing, like, that I have a problem with. Like, I think that if you're going to do that, it has to be very open and, like, everyone has to be okay with it. So, but, like, is it unexpected from these two people? No. Like, of course they're not going to be, you know, open with everything they're doing.
Yeah, that is very true. Well, we shall wait and see, and we'll discuss it a little bit later to see actually what we did see. Yeah. But moving on from that coupling, let's talk a little bit about Bella. Bella the troublemaker, might I call her.
Yes.
It's tough being a teenager.
It is. It really is, especially when you're pretending not to be a teenager.
That's when it gets tricky. When you pretend to not be a teenager when you are a teenager. Can get ugly. And it did get ugly.
Very ugly.
This was kind of building up through the episodes. Did it deliver everything you were hoping?
It did. I really liked that scene. I liked, because we've had some tension between them, but it's, like, been somewhat of, like, an okay relationship. And the fact that they're two very stubborn people, and they are biologically mother and daughter, so, like, genetics is coming into play, obviously, there. Like, ooh, it was a rough one. Like, that was a really intense kind of screaming match that they had.
It really was, especially because prior to that, we just had this sweet scene where she's helping her with her makeup.
Yes.
They're bonding. I really love seeing those, and I don't want to see more of them. But arguably, although they were screaming at each other and not on the same page at all, that's a form of bonding in a way. It's not the best kind, but that is another, the flip side to mother-daughter relationship, as you're talking about. And I really believe, and I know Vicky was just trying to protect Bella. And also, I mean, her poor guy.
I know, poor Michael. He's a good person.
He is.
But, I mean, he was lied to. He was misled. I thought it was, like, so, like, just a stomach punch when Bella told Vicky, like, my mama's right feelings are always just an inconvenience for you. I was like, oh, that's just, like, that's just hitting below the belt. Like, you're bringing Katie into it.
Yeah.
You're, like, attacking her character. I thought that was just so...
Were you surprised that Katie and her didn't have... She just picked her up, Bella, from the house, and then there was no interaction?
I mean, not really, just because I think Katie has this kind of idea of Vicky about how she is just, like, the enemy, and I think that she would automatically side with Bella, like, sort of no matter what.
That's what she said. She was like, I mean, I didn't want to say anything, but I told you so.
Yeah.
Which then don't... I hate people who do that. Just don't say anything.
I know, especially when she was sad. It was like, oh, she doesn't need this right now.
She doesn't. And, yeah, I thought it was also really sad how she was... We kind of got a glimpse into how she doesn't really have much confidence in herself, although she has this very tough exterior. The fact that she said that that's the reason she lied is because that's the only boy who's attracted to her. I thought that was very saddening to me, because I don't think that's true. I don't think it is.
I know. I definitely agree. I thought that was, like, very upsetting as well. Although I did kind of like, I didn't know how I expected Vicky to react. Like, I feel like part of me thought that she would kind of, like, get softer in that moment, and the fact that she didn't, I kind of actually liked, just because, like, she did do a pretty bad thing. Like, she could have gotten this guy into real trouble. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that Vicky's, like, just kind of laser focused on that, I thought was, like, an interesting character choice, and one that I really liked.
Yeah, same. Before we move on to other episodes, we have so much to cover, I'm so excited. Let's talk a little bit about Nigel.
Yeah.
And Nigel was getting some action, but he has a hard time letting go. I was screaming at my screen, and I was like, put your phone down.
I know, because the guy from the bar seemed so, like, nice and, like, so appropriate for him, and I feel like they'd get along so well. So I was like, you need to focus on what's right in front of you, not the guy that who's, like, not treating you well and not willing to leave, you know, his family and his wife for you.
But he keeps, I mean, he made a big step in this episode. He was saying that he actually was going to go ahead and move forward, but we'll see. We'll see what's to come.
Yeah.
We'll see what's to come. Yeah. So let's head on to the next episode that we're covering, which is entitled Help Me, I'm Sick.
Such a good title, because it has so many meanings in this episode.
It really, really does. What's the meaning you took away from that?
I mean, everyone is just showing, I think, their sicknesses in different ways. Like, obviously, we have the most obvious one of Grace eating all of the food because Vicky essentially forgot to feed her dinner. But then we also have this reoccurring theme of Vicky's eating disorder, and then we have Mary kind of using her vices and getting super drunk on her day off, and, you know, ends up throwing up in Sam's little cute little pageant apartment. It's like everyone's getting sick in this episode in different ways.
It really was, and it's interesting how it started off on this good note that everyone has the day off. and
you know that's not gonna last. Like, you know in this show that nothing is just gonna, like, be happy and great for the whole episode.
Yeah, I know. And it didn't. As you're saying, let's talk a little bit about the fact that this poor little girl is... she eats all this junk food, and Vicky just flips out. And she's just, not in a mad way, in a freaked out way. And kids are that way. They react according to... what you're portraying. I remember as a kid, if the adults were not okay, then you were like, whoa, what's going on? You're supposed to be the person that has all your stuff together. And we got more into a glimpse into just, her whole sickness. And it was, I personally learned a lot. I really did.
I did too. This whole show has taught me a lot sort of about that. In episode 10, we'll talk about another thing that they kind of brought to the forefront. I thought it was so heartbreaking though, because like Vicky started off doing so well with this like little girl. And I was surprised that she even agreed to do it and, you know, offered herself up to kind of babysit and sat through the entire, you know, birthday party that was, like, sort of excruciating for her. And then the thing that breaks her is obviously because she gets scared. And I think, like, the line about, like, why would you do that? Doesn't make you feel good. Why couldn't you stop yourself? Like, I think it's almost projecting it onto, like, her younger self in some ways.
Right. How did you think that Vicky's boyfriend reacted to the fact that she was freaking out? He was upset that she... Do you think that the way that he spoke to her was right?
I mean, because he doesn't know, like, sort of the, like, magnitude and, like, what's actually going on in her head, like, I feel like I probably would have reacted the same way. Like, this was a super important meeting for him. I mean, yeah, she got sick, but that should be somewhat manageable if you're an adult, like, in normal circumstances. And so, I mean, the fact that he was like, well, you can't take care of someone for more than 19 hours, like, that was, like, a little harsh, but I think I would have been kind of angry, too.
I would have been angry, too, but 19 hours, I'm sorry, that's a long time to be babysitting a kid. And she did really, really well up until those last hours, and she just needed to crash. She was so tired after going seeing her sister and all that fiasco.
Yeah.
I think he was harsh, but I also don't have children, so I don't know how I would have acted. I'm sure it's stressful to have your little one, your single parent, go through all that. You must feel guilty that you let your girlfriend watch her. I mean, she was maybe not ready.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see an end to this relationship.
I don't either. I don't think it was the end of their relationship, honestly.
Okay. And so are you, what team are you on, might I ask?
I said, I think earlier in the season, I was like kind of torn, but I'm firmly Team Andy, and we'll get into that in later episodes, because there was one scene where I was like, ooh, between her and Robert that I was like, this cannot work.
Right?
But
okay.
We'll talk about that a little later.
Okay, that's a nice little tease for us.
Yeah.
Thank you. So is there anything else you would like to bring up in terms of this episode before we head into the next one?
I did just really like sort of the ending where we did see Vicky go and watch Bella in Battle of the Bands, and the fact that she didn't even have to make her presence known, like she was just there because she genuinely wanted to see her and maybe not even to patch things up, like that just shows how deep she cares for her, I think. And it's not just all about appearances, like she actually does care. Yeah. And then I also really did like the little speech that Sam gave to super drunk Mary on her bed, where she's like, I'm sorry that you're not very nice to yourself, and I don't like the way you speak to me, but if you ever did apologize, I would accept it. And I really liked that, like, little speech right there, because she's standing up for herself, but she also is, like, she is so much wiser than I think people give her credit for.
Oh, for sure. She's going through so much, and I enjoyed that speech as well, but I am nervous that it wasn't fully heard or retained.
I don't know. See, I was thinking about that, too, because I was like, I wonder if she's, like, I mean, she was super drunk. Like, I believe that she's asleep, but, like, part of me wonders, like, if she was faking it. You know what I mean? Like, just a little bit. Like, maybe she was, like, half hearing it.
Maybe. Yeah, because she was probably already too embarrassed, and I don't know, but I'm sure.
I'd like to think that.
Yeah, I'd like to think that, too.
Yeah, I'd like to see her and Mary, you know, because they are, I mean, you know, they're very different, but they've gone through similar stuff, so.
Yeah, I think there's a mentor relationship there, whether they agree to it or not.
Exactly, exactly.
But I'm telling you, I'm sure she must have felt. You could see it on her face when she woke up in that bed. She, how could you not be embarrassed?
Yeah.
And you had mentioned a few episodes after shows back that you're hoping to kind of get more insight into that world and how bad, you know, this whole situation is. And it is pretty bad when you're falling asleep, but you're throwing up with your mentees having to take care of you. That just shows how unhappy and how deep-rooted her, I'm sorry, form of depression she has.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that kind of like Vicky, she does kind of throw herself into work because you could tell how stressed out she was. Like, when Vicky said, oh, we're all going to take a day off. And, like, she was like, oh, God, like a whole day. Like, she was not super excited about it. I think she was nervous to kind of be on her own.
Yeah, I think, and even all of them had a sense of that.
Yeah.
Even Nigel, I think he was super excited, but when he has a day off, it doesn't pan out the way he wants it to be either. So it was a good way to show how the reason why this all kind of works is that they bond over this whole pageant world. And it's a big part of their existence.
Yeah, it's a coping mechanism in a way, I think. And I think they all have multiple coping mechanisms. And when work is taken away, like, those ones kind of come out more.
Yeah, very true, very true. So that kind of pretty much covers it for Help Me, I'm Sick, which was episode 8. And again, guys, please make sure to hop in the comment section. There's certain storylines that we can't fully dive into, and that's why those are there, because we want to keep it going.
I would love to talk about the show as much as possible.
I know, exactly. I want to hear everything anybody had, what you guys have to say about, especially earlier on in the episodes, the Christian scenes where she was just
good.
Christians are the biggest bullies.
Oh, Sam.
So let's head into the breakdown of episode, that would be episode 9, Americana. So this is before the finale, so things are getting really, really intense because it's all about to unravel. We have Vicky and Robert, who kind of give us little insights into the nightmare that it was to just grow up in those tough circumstances that they both had to undergo with food stamps, or, you know, mom on drugs and things of that nature. Were you, because we kind of had an insight of this a little bit, but not to this extent, were you surprised at how dark their past kind of is?
A little bit. I mean, because you're right, we have hinted at it sort of vaguely, just like that it wasn't a good situation. Excuse me. But the fact that they dove into the details, like, about how Robert's mom used to sell food stamps and how he used to have nightmares and wet the bed, like, it did get very, very dark. And so it's like I'm torn a little bit because I sort of do like that they both, you know, have come from that place and could help each other if they wanted to, but they're not really helping each other at all. And this is kind of the scene I was referencing earlier. Like, they do get kind of, like, violent with each other. Like, they start pushing each other and just, like, being very, like, cruel to each other. And so it's just obviously not a healthy relationship. And I'm not sure that either of them are going to get there with each other ever at a point where it is, like, productive instead of not good for each other.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was very intense just to see them go at it that way and just so much. It's this fine line between love and hate, and that's never a good combination because it was just definitely not healthy. And I wish that the fact that they have this common past and they are where they are now would help them, you know, grow together and see, you know, be like, oh, wow, we've grown so much. So it's great. We're good for each other. And I feel like they just bring each other down.
Yeah.
And it's just not a good situation. And we find out that Robert has a little announcement, huh?
Just a little one. So Natalie is pregnant. And I thought that scene was crushing because he kind of referenced the fact, like, oh, you know, we talked about how we would never have kids and, like, the fact that she did have a kid and it's just not raising it because obviously he wouldn't probably have been present. It's just, like, heartbreaking because it's, like, could things have been different? Like, you'll never know.
You'll never know. And it's crazy, too. I was thinking when I was watching the episode that he's met Bella, he's seen Bella, but he has no clue.
He has no idea. Oh.
That's crazy. I can't even imagine.
That's why we need a season 2, guys.
We need
this
a season 2.
Has to come out sometime.
We need a season 2. Oh, the show. So good. And, I mean, I feel like we say this a lot, but just the acting.
It's every so good.
Every character is killing it.
Yes.
It's doing so well. Ugh. Well, now that we kind of talked a little bit about Vicky and Robert and that whole situation, the baby that's about to come, let's talk a little bit more about Bella and kind of like where we find her in this episode. She tells Katie about Michael, and Katie is mad that Vicky didn't tell her. she's definitely mad at Bella, but we don't really see much of that. We mainly just see her be upset with Vicky. Do you think that's understandable?
Yeah, I do. It's kind of just like a code, you know? Like, when you're two adults and, like, this is the kid that you're raising. Like, this is essentially, like, the daughter that you've raised as your own. Like, you have to tell them stuff like this. And, I mean, I understand Vicky's perspective because, I mean, I feel like if I was in Vicky's shoes, I would maybe feel the same way. But it's like when you look at it, like, in the bigger picture, like, of course Katie had a right to know, you know?
Yeah. No, for sure. For sure. And I think it was funny that Vicky was like, oh, well, she made such a stink about not saying anything. And then she goes on and tells you. And it's like, wait, you're... And she even tells... She's like, you're the adult here. What do you mean that's what you're upset about? And I think that from this situation, it would have been a good opportunity for them to get together and maybe bond over the fact that Bella's messing up. So they both have to find a way. And yeah, no,
it's not their way, man.
It's not their way. It's not. What did you think about the fact that they were kind of... I mean, they went at it for each other. They're saying that they... That she lies to Bella all the time, and then she goes back, she goes, we lie to Bella all the time.
I love that line. I thought that was such a great line. But, I mean, I wasn't surprised. Like, they've had some really intense moments already, and one of the first few episodes, one line that's, like, always stuck with me is just, like, our mother both taught us how to rage. And it's true. They're so stubborn, and they both can rage at each other pretty brutally.
Yeah, really, really brutal. Another thing that I thought was kind of brutal and sad was Sam. Poor Sam's trying to get her little portrait done, and getting the family together is not the easiest thing. Damn.
No.
I also kind of thought it was funny how we were seeing glimpses into the other pageant girls. And
yes.
How the perfect, picture-perfect families.
I love how they, like, exaggerate, like, all of these things. Like, they're like, he was a child soldier in Somalia, and it's just, like, two of them have army vet dads, and they just, like, take these really serious things and, like, do such good dark comedy with it.
They really do. It's really funny, and I also really enjoy just kind of Vicky just going at it and going to go see Sam's family and telling them, like, wait, she does all of this for you. She really put them in their place. And I was, the whole time watching, I was like, yo, Vicky! Yes, Vicky!
The scene at the house, like, that whole scene, it was, like, a really good majority of the episode. I'd say it was at least, like, 50%. Was, like, my favorite scene of the entire series. Like, I loved it. And the fact that she knows that Sam buys groceries for them, mm-hmm. like, I was like, oh, the fact that she knows that, like, I don't know why that detail was just, like, so great to me, but I loved that.
I love that, too, and I love how she's like, you know that? She goes, like, I know everything!
So good.
It really was, and I really enjoyed... I mean, her dad, I feel for him because he's working all the time. But I really enjoyed that they're, even though they're so removed from this pageant world and they don't understand it, that Vicky was there to show them, listen, you guys, you have a great family member that you're not being there for and you need to be there for her.
And the fact that Sam kind of made excuses, like, oh, well, they're not, like, you know, as bad as they seem. And she's like, no, they are. Like, they don't mean to be, but they are being that way. And I was like, I really like that she, like, kind of push back on that, because Sam is someone who is very selfless and, mm-hmm. like, doesn't think about herself a lot, and so the fact that Vicky, like, wouldn't let her get away with that this time, I really liked, and, like, oh, they just got so much closer in this episode, and I really loved it.
Yeah, and Vicky opened up about her past, which is a huge, you know, especially, we don't see her do that really ever, mm-hmm. especially with her people she works with, who she's training, so I thought that was, again, more into her past, which I always enjoy, very intense, and I really also enjoyed how maybe that's not the way. She kind of came full circle and she was like, I used to lie about this and that and try to hide it so much. But you know what? No, you be proud and you be a new example and stand with your family and be that all-American girl. And this is kind of raw. And I really enjoyed how this picture has turned out.
I did too. And I like that Regina was so impressed too, because I think that Vicky really does seek her approval a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And so the fact that she was like, I never would have thought of this. I was like, oh. Everyone's just, like, you know, getting closer.
Yeah.
For a hot second, at least.
Yeah. I wanted to see the setup, because I know that they had a photographer, but damn, that was...
They looked so cool.
They looked so cool, and she's just standing there with, I guess there's, like, some kind of wind, and it's sparkling, yes. and the long dress, and she's just... Bring it, man. Just bring it.
She really did. She served. That was some America's Next Top Model stuff right there.
Before we move forward a little bit more into Nigel and his relationship, or might I say non-relationship, I was a little saddened by this, by the fact that he had it. Oh, he hopes that he might, you know, get something a little bit more serious, and then it just, he backs out. His boyfriend just backs up.
Yep. Crushing. I mean, I kind of saw it coming, but it didn't make it any less sad. And I did really like the final scene where, I mean, Nigel and Vicky have both just gone through pretty brutal ends to relationships, and them just slow dancing at the bar together. I was like, oh, this is so sweet.
It was really sweet, especially how he's saying, just hold on. He's like, she's like, it's a fast song. I can do it. He was like, just hold me. I got you. And there's no one else. And I think that was so sweet because with all the chaos, we all need a friend like that who's just like, I got you.
Nothing I think Nigel else is like very much the rock of the team in some ways.
Oh, yeah.
Like he can really just kind of bring everyone together, I feel like, at the end of the day.
I really agree because even the way he's been in past episodes with Sam and the way he's able to get to her, and he sees everyone, which is such a redeeming quality and very, very important, especially with all this craziness happening. Everyone has all their sicknesses, yeah. Their vices, their competition, all that fierceness. Do you think it's time to head into the finale?
Let's do it. This was so not what I was expecting, but I thought it was so, like, I don't know, I was kind of expecting, like, we would see, like, the final pageant. It would be kind of upbeat and silly, and, like, it was not that at all.
Yeah, it wasn't, but I still enjoyed it.
Oh, I loved
it. I still
think
it was a great finale, but, yes, I think I was expecting a little bit more of a ending with a bow, per se. Mm-hmm. It was very like, oh, wait, I thought that at least in the finale we'd find out if she wins or not. But I also like the fact that we didn't, because that kind of means, like, wait, there's so much more material to come.
There is so much more, yeah.
With this show, as of now, at least what season one is trying to tell us is just how these beauty standards are very detrimental. I'm sorry. I mean, I know they're a great way to express oneself, but just seeing the circumstances and how each person is very struggling with a lot of these things is just that, at least outside beauty and inner beauty just don't always connect. Yeah. And it's a very tricky, tricky thing. So, yeah, I love this episode. We had a moment with Bella and her mom watching Friends, which I thought was sweet. They're bonding. They're just spending time together. And they're making these, like, little snacks. I kind of wanted a snack. What was it? Do you remember? Too. It was, like, salt, and she mixed, like, the popcorn with the salty and the sweet.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, look at you guys. I want to hang out with my mom. You guys seem cool.
Same. I was like, I miss her now. I like that moment, though. And I think that it really paralleled, like, sort of the moment we got a couple episodes ago with Vicky and Bella on the couch. And so, I don't know. I love it when we have things that are, like, kind of, like, mirroring each other. And so I really enjoyed just that, like, image almost.
Yeah, I did too, and it's a great point because we see Bella doing that with Katie, we see that Bella doing that with Vicky. Why can't they all three of them do it together, you know? They so clearly enjoy it. Yeah.
So much ego.
So
involved.
Much ego. We really need Katie and Vicky to get together and just have that talking, and I really hope we'll see that. But we'll talk a little bit more about that in predictions, which is coming up soon. Oh my god, we're running out of time, guys. Afterwards, we have Regina's birthday party. This was a nice party. I was like, where's my invite? I want to go to this party. Gosh, so nice.
The company in the party was not a plus, though.
No, the company was definitely not a plus. Vicky feared the most is that she's kind of outed by the fact that her sister is working as a maid to one of these, I'm gonna call them country club women.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, not the nicest. Although I do have to say, I felt like the woman who was saying great things about Vicky's, about Katie was, I feel like she was genuine. She wasn't trying. You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
Why not? I thought she was.
Because if you bring it up, like, in front of all these ladies and, like, at this really nice event, like, I think that she was, like, really fake, to be honest with you.
Maybe, but then again, afterwards, when Regina comes to Vicky's rescue, right, and she just is like, how are you? That just, like, that,
how's your husband doing this embezzlement?
Yeah. Those backhand compliments. They weren't even compliments. It was, she just, like, was like, I'm gonna get you guys. She, I don't know, that initial woman was kind of standing there. She seemed a little clueless compared to the other two.
Yeah, maybe that's true. She's maybe she's like, just kind of dumb.
What's going on? Aren't we all having fun? I kind of saw her as the character that's in this little threesome that's a little bit removed.
Maybe.
And it's not fully understanding.
Now I'm going to rewatch it and, like, see if I, like, can sniff out her intentions. I really liked the scene, too. Just, like, going back to the parallels, because the show does such a good job, about how it kind of reminded me of when they were at Katie's, when Vicky was at Katie's birthday party, and she didn't fit in there either. So, like, she's caught between these two worlds, and she doesn't fully fit into either one. And I'm just like, oh, that's such a good, like, metaphor for her entire personality.
That really, really is. And it seems that the only person that she really fits with is Regina.
Yeah.
And we see them together at the party, and it's then we unfortunately see them not together anymore because Regina decides to take a bunch of pills, and after she's had her big bash, to kind of just move on with her life, literally. This was very chilling to me.
I agree, and it was shocking, but the fact that they literally planted this in, like, episode 2 or something with that, like, throwaway line about, like, what if I did tell you I was sick? Like, what if I did just end it all one day? Like, mm-hmm. The fact that that was such a small moment that we all just, like, wrote off as a joke, I was like, oh, man. Like, it was right in front of us the whole time.
It really was. And Regina, in true Regina manner, leaves this little note.
Sorry, honey, but I did tell you. Like, what? No.
Yeah. It was such a Regina thing to do, to say.
So dark, though. And right after the Vicky was like, oh, she's the happiest person I know. Like, everyone is just wearing these masks. Like, every single person in this show.
Yeah, very true. That's a great, great point. Oh, wearing masks and tiaras and big dresses, but yeah.
They need to deal with their stuff in a healthy way. Like, this is kind of a, like, cautionary tale in a way, I think.
It is, because want to move on to Little Miss Texas?
Yeah.
That was so intense, talking about someone who's kind of hiding what's really going on. I was shocked.
I was shocked.
We see Vicky walk in, and she suffers from the huge anxiety. She's pulling her hair to an extreme level, because this is something that, unfortunately, people deal with, and they sometimes try to hide it. I was reading up that they do it kind of like the underneath layers of the hair. Mm-hmm. This is clearly, she's really going in there, because we could see her scalp. That was very, very intense.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming at all, but I think that just, like, pivots this, like, if there is a season 2, which, like, hopefully there is, like, taking it in completely different direction than I kind of thought they were gonna go. But yeah, I really am glad that they're touching on these things in such a good way, though. Like, they are touching on eating disorders, they're touching on the hair pulling disease, which I can't pronounce it well, but it's like trichotillomania, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're just, like, doing it in such a raw way, and I just really appreciate that.
Yeah, and I really liked how it wasn't just there was a conversation there, in a way, where Miss Texas was just kind of saying, this is how it started, this is what's going on, and she's just kind of letting all her secrets out versus just a scene of Vicky walking in and running out. So
yeah.
We got more of an insight out of it. But this is something that's actually common. It affects about 200,000 people in the U.S. per year. So, again, I think, as you were mentioning, it's good that this show is bringing light to it.
Yeah.
And we are having these conversations. And as you guys have probably mentioned at the end of each episode, there's they give various hotlines and places you can reach out to and talk about these things. Because, yeah, we don't want anyone to be suffering.
No.
Like these poor girls are. Vicky, it seems that she's going to keep this to herself, or at least she says she will. But with all the craziness that's happening with Regina and all the grief that goes with that, do you think she's going to keep that promise?
I don't know. Like, it was such a cliffhanger at the end where she just walks in and stares her down. And I've been reading up on the little Facebook group, the Queen America official group, which love reading what everyone has to say there. Like, people were kind of debating, like, do you think she's actually going to do it? And it's like, does it even matter if she does it? Like, the fact that she's psyching her out so much, like, I feel like maybe she'll just kind of self-destruct without Vicky even having to do anything.
Right.
Like, just the fear of someone knowing, like, that's terrifying in and of itself. Like, the apprehension and the anxiety about it is maybe worse than, like, just getting the secret out there to begin with.
Yeah, 100%. I was thinking the same thing when I was watching it, because that's just it, is that you... you don't know. She might not out her, but the fact that she's staring her down so intensely and all this is happening.
In all black, where everyone else is wearing all these pastels. I'm like, oh, what a scene. What she's cinematography.
Like, boom. Boom. So oh, good. God. Chilling. And she held her own. She was kind of, she started a little bit, but then she just kept on going and answering those questions while on stage and smiling like everything is A-okay when it definitely is not.
Oh, the acting. So good. Another scene that I just loved, I actually posted it on the little official page, was just where after, like, the funeral, after Vicky kind of walks out, Sam goes and is like, you know, I'm here for you. And yeah. She's like, no, you're a slow learner. I don't want you to be here for me. But how bad do you want this? And when she says that she wants it, and right before she's like, I'll go get it for you, just her face is, like, manic, and she's, like, half smiling. I was like, oh, the acting there is just so phenomenal.
Good. It really is. It's a way, I feel like she's using Sam to justify certain behaviors that she probably shouldn't.
She's spiraling. Like, just.
For sure.
I mean, you could tell in that scene, like, where Sam brings her the flowers and it's like, oh yeah, I'm going to the service. She's like, oh, that's great. And then 5 seconds later, so are you going to the service? It's like, oh, something is not
connecting.
Right there. Yeah.
Well, she's been, we see her make herself sick a lot. She's dealing with the whole Robert thing. She's still having to deal with, you know, so much. Even the Bella thing is taking a toll on her. Just think of all these episodes and all the compounding effects of just all this darkness and all these events happening that she, yeah, I think you said it perfectly. She is spiraling like crazy.
And Regina being gone is just like the straw that breaks the camel's back. Because like you just said, like she's the only one, like she's the only place where she fits in besides maybe Bella or maybe Sam. And, like, she has to be sort of, like, the adult in that relationship, which is, you know, not quite as easy as being, like, the mentee.
Yeah, very true. And we kind of end this on a scene. We have Sam running on the treadmill so intensely. She's just, like, sprinting. What do you make of that?
I mean, I feel like it's almost like a cyclical thing because this is kind of where we started with Haley, I think her name was, Victoria Justice's character.
Yep.
Sprinting on the treadmill is like where we essentially open. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh my gosh, like is she turning into, you know, this cutthroat person? Like is she going to be able to keep her personality and kind of keep her optimism? I mean, she declines a call from her dad, which makes me think like, yikes, like I hope she's not losing herself.
I hope so. I hope that doesn't happen either. But I also hope that she focuses a little bit more on herself, not to this extreme, but I think that she is going through so much and she's trying to help Vicky and she's trying to help all the people around her. And I kind of took this as a scene of her just running and letting go of everything. And yes, it was very intense, but it was just like focusing on the goal and going at it, not losing sight.
Yeah.
So hopefully.
We have to have more. Like, we cannot end here, guys. Come on.
We cannot end here. Is there anything you want to bring up in terms of this finale? Things that you really enjoyed? Things that we probably didn't dive deeper enough that you would like to dive deep into?
I loved it so much. These final two episodes, I think, were, like, game changers. Like, I loved this whole season. Mm-hmm. But the last two episodes just brought so much more of, like, a seriousness to it that I really, really liked. Because, I mean, the show is technically, like, listed as a comedy, I think. But I think it's so... So much dramedy. And they're balancing it so well, and I'm just so excited. And like predictions wise, just really fast, I hope that we see
your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Sorry, I'm going so fast. I forgot we had a sound cue there. But just like, I hope that we see Sam and Miss Texas like continuing to build that friendship, because like they're hanging out. Her phone charger's in her trailer, and so like, I don't know, because I don't think Sam's going to be cool with Vicky outing her about this, you know, sad disease that she has.
Yeah, I don't think so either, and I think that unfortunately Little Miss Texas is going to have to turn on Sam because she now is very nervous about the whole Vicky situation.
Yeah.
And I, as much as I don't want Vicky to be right that she's not her friend, I think that's the mask is going to come off, and I don't think it's going to be fair play at all.
No.
On any parts.
It can't be. Like, just the ominous, like, black screen that says 1 month till nationals at the end, like, it's, no, the future is not bright.
It really isn't. And unfortunately, we're out of time. We don't really have any news and gossip for you guys, but we did want to point out the fact that we Don't know if there's another season. However, if you look back into, do you remember what episode it was, Taylor, that we did the After Show?
With Megan, with the show creator. I think it was like five?
Yeah. Well, you guys go ahead and go back and watch our After Shows, because in those, Megan mentioned that she has a whole plan for season two, and she knows what's to come, and she kind of is very excited, as are we, and we're hoping to discuss all that and more. But in the meantime, Taylor, where can people keep up with you?
Yes, you guys can find me on Twitter at @alphabet_Anne, on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_. Please leave some comments on my stuff. Like, I'm always wanting to talk more and more about the show.
Yeah, thanks, Taylor. Well, you guys can follow me on Instagram at @BonjourJuliette. Thank you again so much for tuning in to season one After Show review for Queen America. And here's to season two, guys.
Yes, bye. Fingers crossed. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.